Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
Jonas Brothers. Yeah, they're coming to the Golden One Center on Friday. And we thought we were done giving away tickets. Turns out we found more. How about that? And we're going to give away a pair every single day at this time. And we're going to ride this pony until it can't ride no more. Yes or no for Joe Bro. And we're going to talk to Chris. Good morning, Chris.
Hey, good morning.
Are you a big Jonas Brothers fan?
I'm all right with them. It's really more my wife. My wife's a huge fan.
I get it.
So sweet.
Good for you for trying to win the tickets for her. And you know what? I'm the same way. I'm all right with it. It's almost impossible to dislike the Jonas Brothers. We got to meet them years ago.
Oh, lovely.
And they're like the sweetest guys in the world. So here's how we're going to play. I'm going to go over a statement about the Jonas Brothers, and then you say yes or no if it's true or false. Okay, yes or no for Joe Bro. You get it?
Got it.
All right, Katie and Kevin do not know the answers to these, so they can help you, for the most part, help you. All right, here we go. First one on here. They were homeschooled. Yes or no for Joe Bro? They were homeschooled.
I say yes.
Definitely yes. First of all, I don't know why they seem like a homeschool family, but then they hit fame so early they'd have to be. So I say yes.
Chris, what do you say? Yeah. You agree?
I agree. They're pretty tight.
Yeah.
Yep. That is correct. You're on the board. You got 1 point. You need 5 more to win. All right, here we go. Next one. Kevin is the outgoing one.
No, it's Joe.
I think yes, he is.
All right, so Katie and Kevin disagree. Do you think yes or no, Kevin is the outgoing one?
I think Kevin is the outgoing one.
Wow, right. Really? Yeah,
Joe's very reserved and Nick is very like,
Really?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Next one on here for playing yes or no for Joe Bro. The boys have a secret handshake.
Yes, they do.
I don't think so.
You don't think they have a secret handshake?
Nah.
Kevin, you do think they have a secret handshake? Chris, what do you think?
I'm going to go with Kevin. I agree.
He hasn't steered you wrong yet. Yes.
Yes.
The Joe Bros have a secret handshake. All right, here we go. Next one on here. Yes or no for Joe Bro. Kevin's the tallest.
I know Nick is the shortest.
Right.
Did you know that? Or you're just...
he seems like the shortest.
Is he? Or is Joe?
I feel like Joe's taller.
I think Joe's taller. Are we talking about hair?
What?
The height of the hair?
We're talking about human height.
Okay, fine. I guess Joe,
I'm going to say it's Joe.
I'm going to say false then. No.
You're going to say no.
I'm going to say no.
I'll say no also.
Wow.
That was nerve-wracking. Chris, I feel like I'm doing all the work for you.
That is right. Actually, Kevin and Joe are the exact same height.
What?
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, no, that makes sense.
They're the exact same height. All right, here we go. Next one on here. Nick can also play the accordion.
No. He probably can also play the piano or something. In fact, I'm almost certain he can't. Oh, but maybe that means you can play the accordion.
Accordion. That's the thing where you press together.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say yes, because for some reason that sounds quirky, and he's kind of quirky.
Katie says yes, that Nick can play the accordion. Kevin says no. What do you say, Chris?
I think he can play the accordion, yes.
What? God!
He cannot. He cannot play the accordion. No, he cannot. He can play the drums, though. All right, here we go. Next one on here. Don't worry about it. Shake it off. Frankie Jonas, who's the bonus Jonas. Frankie Jonas is not musical at all.
False.
Yeah, false.
He has music.
He has music out.
It's kind of interesting.
It's not good.
It's what? Good. Don't. It's unique.
Chris, what do you say?
I agree with him. I agree with Kevin.
That
and
is correct. He is musical. He has a band of his own. I forget what the band's called. It's Wide
Everybody
Something.
Everybody forgets what it's called.
Wide Something. All right, here we go. You only need one more point to get these tickets to see the Jonas Brothers at the G1C on Friday. Here we go. Last one. Oh, no, we actually have a couple more on here, but you only need one more point. They were all born in different states.
Oh, I don't know.
All of them born in different states? No. Some of them were born in the same state. But what did their dad do? Did he travel for work?
Did he? Was he military? He was
no.
He was an accordion salesman.
No, he wasn't.
Stop with the lies. I'm going to say yes because Gavin likes to trick us.
What would the trick be?
That they grew up on different places.
We're no, just... not that they grew up. They're born.
Born different places. Yeah.
Okay, you say they were or
they
were not?
They were different places.
Okay,
yes.
I say they were not all born in different states.
Chris, what do you say? This is for the tickets.
Man. I'm going to have to stick with Kevin. He's been my strong
supporter. Oh, my God, I'm nervous.
Fair.
So you're agreeing with Kevin that, yes, all of the Jonas Brothers were born in different states?
Yep.
Oh!
Wow! Congratulations!
You made that one real nervous.
Well, Chris, you got your wife a pair of tickets to see the Jonas Brothers.
Woohoo!
Cool. Now I have her anniversary present.
Don't get her anything. This was enough. This was enough. For anybody curious, Nick was born in Texas. Joe was born in Arizona. Kevin was born in New Jersey. So there you go.
And he lives in New Jersey now, doesn't he?
Yeah, I don't know. All right. Maybe I'll show up tomorrow. Chris, congratulations. Stay on hold. We got to get your information, okay?
Thanks a lot. You guys are great.
Thank you. You too, buddy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.